The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world where'er we roam. Ancient words will guide us home.
Where'd you tremble, tremble. the storm. Were you there when the rough away the storm? Sometimes it causes me to tremble.
Since I found in him a friend so strong and true, I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. To say blessed face above. No one helped ever me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as He.
Thank you so much. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this morning. We ask you to lead and direct us and speak to us today by your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Sit on top of your enemies. I am talking to you about the Joshua generation. Somebody say the Joshua generation. Hallelujah. There are many people in the Bible that God has, that we can learn from. Amen. And a lot of successful people in life. Amen. If you want to learn in life, learn from somebody who has done well. I thought somebody would say amen.
Amen.
All right. So, in this book, The Art of Following, a lot of examples of people who did well have been listed here and have been, Bishop has brought them out very clearly, some aspects of their lives that we can look at and learn. By the way, we had a very beautiful program here yesterday. Very, very beautiful. All right. That is that Accra West Boogie King. And I think it was very successful by the attendance and everything. Although we didn't host and win as we expected. But it doesn't matter. Next time, we will win. But I think the Dancing Stars did well. Clap for them. The Spikenards, they did well. So I have my own special party for you. Only those who danced. Because you are many more than that. I don't know why some people abandoned you. But anyway, it's beautiful, a good program for everybody. Amen. And I want to thank Pastor Kweku for good work done. Excellent work done. Yeah, I did so well. Can you give me a little more volume in case, if you don't like my preaching, just give me a little more volume. You can close your ears at the back. All right. Good. So, that's a good job, and we thank God for them. Amen?
Amen.
And then also, I think the week before, I was in Sierra Leone and had a good program there as well. I also managed to visit our churches there. We have a number of churches in Sierra Leone. We have about 12 missionaries that we send there, and the churches are all doing well by the grace of God. Clap your hands for the Lord. So, I'm talking about the art of following Joshua. Amen. I think yesterday also the business community went to the Seigneur Breku prisons and presented food items and other items and also preached with them and even prayed for the prisoner for Holy Spirit baptism. I think it's a good place to clap your hands for the Lord. Everybody is trying something for the Lord. What do you think about that? You see, that is how it is. You must attempt great things for God. Amen. Can I have an amen? Amen? If you cannot dance like, what's the name of the one who won?
Dancing champion.
What? No, no, no. I mean, our person who won the third. Moses. If you cannot dance like Moses, you can talk to prisoners about Christ. Something that everybody can do for the Lord. Amen. So find something to do, and I believe God will bless you. Somebody shout amen again.
Amen.
So the art of following Joshua. And we started off by talking about the fact that Joshua generation are people who are can-do people. Right? Lift your right hand and say, I'm a can-do man. No, you have to say like your voice is yours.
I am a
one more time. Yeah, whether man or woman, it's man. Because Bible says the inner man. The inner, it didn't say the inner woman. So inside every woman, there's a man. Are you there? Yeah. So you can do well in life. Say, I can do well. And I will do well. Say, I can be a Basenta leader. I'm watching your lips. Say, I can do a Basenta leader. Amen.
Amen.
You can do all things. You can do all things. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. May God strengthen you to do great things.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. So we talked about the language of the can-do person. The person who cannot do anywhere, is not going anywhere, is always saying the negative things. It's never work. The weather is too bad. It will be, the rain will fall. I can't go out. You know, the Bible says, the lazy man says, there's a lion in the streets. The lazy man. This is a language. There's a lion in the street. Have you seen lion at Makwala before? But when I send you, say, oh, go and let's do evangelism. Say, there's a lion on the streets. The Bible says, a lazy man, that's what he says. The slothful man, he says, there is a lion. The slothful man says, there's a lion outside. I shall be slain in the streets. You see, everything is in the Bible, isn't it? But in the other way, the lazy man says, I cannot be a Basenta leader. I cannot join the choir. I cannot do anything in the church. I cannot join the business community. I cannot join the worship. I cannot do anything. All the Bible is saying here is that the lazy man always has excuses. That's all he's saying. Anytime you hear somebody giving excuses, the Bible says you're a lazy man. You lay your hands to your neighbor and cast out the spirit of laziness from him or her. Drive it out. Say, I drive it out in Jesus' name. Excuses is equal to laziness. Somebody shall say amen. Angry, what do you think about what I'm saying? Excuses are equal to, it's equal to what? Laziness. Anytime you see a man giving excuses, he's a lazy man. Anytime you see a woman giving us, she's a lazy woman. And many women are lazy. They can't even buy their own body twice a day. Some women. You are saying, oh, I know a lot of women who buy, I know even a lady who pass once every 3 days. She said it. She said, I heard her say it. She didn't like bathing at all. Can go to bed and all that. If you marry a woman like that, you are dead. A lazy man says what? There's a lion outside, so I cannot go. What a shock. Look, if you begin to have a skill, you always be poor. Dr. Mace, am I not speaking the truth? There's always a good reason why you cannot do something. But that supposedly good reason will keep you poor. And it's not the devil that is making you poor. It's your own laziness. I know why you're looking at me that way. Yeah. A lazy young person doesn't want to learn. He wants to see the exam questions in dreams. Yes. But you are a can-do person. Say, I'm a can-do man. Come on, lift your hand and say, I am a can-do man. I can't. You say, I am a can-do man. Some of you are about to start your own businesses. It's going to work in Jesus' name. It's going to work in Jesus' name. Shout amen again.
Amen.
God is going to promote you. God is going to bless you. God is going to help you. God is going to let your light shine. Amen. So the can-do man always says, it's possible. The negative person say, oh, it can't work. My grandmother did it, it didn't work. No, it did not work in my family. But it'd be an exception in Jesus' name. There a few more things I'd like to share with you concerning the act of following Joshua. Because, again, this can-do thing, we talked about it because remember that the 10 spies came and said, we cannot enter the land. But the two of them said, we can enter the land. God will give the land to us. Amen. We can enter the land. We can try it. It will work. Attempt great things. Amen. Right. Now, the next thing I need you to know concerning the act of following Joshua, the Joshua generation, there are a group of people who do not follow the crowd. Tell your neighbor, don't follow the crowd. No, I didn't hear you at all. What? I mean, hold him and shake him and tell him, do not follow the crowd. Amen. I like the way you stood up and shook her. It's a good message for her. Do you know that the majority is not always right? Yes. That's why I dare to say, and I risk, I don't care to be misunderstood, the election always doesn't bring out the best candidates. I'm telling you. Election doesn't always bring out the best person, the best leader. Is the popular, who can talk more, who can shout loudest, who get elected, not the most qualified. I'm telling you. It's not necessarily the most qualified. It's not necessarily the most qualified. Maybe it would be, but often we choose the one who is popular. Even in God, they choose on who is handsome. That's what they say. But this president is not handsome. This man is not handsome. How can he be a president? What a shock. What quality do we look to choose? So I'm saying that the result of election should not deceive you. The result is a popular opinion. But it doesn't mean that the person is the most qualified. I'm preaching. That's why we don't have elections in the church. Yesterday I was talking to the bishop and he said that, look, if I stand election, I will lose. I said, Bishop, you lose. That's what I told him. When he said, if he, Bishop, is standing like you, I said, Bishop, you will lose. Hands down. Effort like you will lose because the way you lead, many people cannot handle it. People can handle honest and strong leaders. They can't handle them. Yes. I said, Bishop, you will lose if you stand election. I do, although I'm loyal to you. My loyalty is making it clear that you lose, so I'll not be your running mate. What a shock. Because we don't like honest people and sincere and truthful and strong leaders. We like phlegmatic people who just do things to please people. Well, you know this is wrong, but because of people's votes, you never say the right thing. That's why we are where we are in Africa. That's why we are where we are. We choose people who please people. Yeah, you know this is wrong, but if I go and touch it, all of them will vote against me. So in Ghana, we're in politics to win election, not to promote the country, not to let the country go forward. Our essence is to win election, not to let the country develop. That's not why politicians are there. Today I feel like speaking like a politician. I'm telling you, we are there to win election, not to develop the country. From NDC, MPP, DDP, all of them. Yes, I have to win the election. So whatever it means, if I go and say, if I go and correct this, if I go and break this thing, that illegal buildings, all sorts of things, I can't touch them. They can do because if I touch them, if I go and touch Agbogbloshie, all of them will turn against me. So I don't want to touch it. So we're in Accra. We see three lanes from this place all the way to Kaneshi all the way. But they are selling shoes on one lane. Another lane is for trotro, and still I become one lane. That's why there's traffic. Nobody's strong. Says, listen, you cannot sell shoes on the streets. We can't say it. If you move them, they'll vote against you. So we are there.
And we are going deeper and deeper into our scholar. Hey. I don't know why. You guys, sit down. Let me stop. Let me continue preaching. But I'm saying the truth. If you are honest, you are sincere, strong, people will not be popular. But the majority, that's why we don't vote in the church. Yes. If you're watching on Facebook, I'm talking to you. Listen carefully. What a shock. Yeah, we don't like people who work hard and who speak the truth and who say this is wrong. We will not accept it. So everybody has to be phlegmatic and say, hey, licking boots, under the boots. I don't want to use the real expression I want to use. Anyway, hello, are you in church? Don't follow the crowd is not always right. Look at the Bible, look at the scripture here. Numbers chapter 14 and verse 29. Numbers 14, 29. This is what was told them. Your carcasses shall fall in the in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you according to your whole number, for from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. The next verse. Doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swore to make you dwell therein, save except Caleb and the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. Now you see, everybody else said it will never work. But these two guys said we can enter the land. You see, and the fact that when they voted, it was 10 against 2. And God said, although majority say it's not possible, the two who said it's possible, I'm going to take them to the land. Don't follow the crowd. Can I have an amen? Don't follow people. Some of us, we are easily influenced. There's something they call peer pressure. Is that echo in the thing or something? There's something we call what? What do we call it? Peer pressure. When your colleagues put pressure on you, everybody in your class, everybody at your age is doing something bad. Everybody at your age is smoking. So if you don't smoke, you become like an outcast. Everybody of your age has a boyfriend, has a sugar daddy. So you too must have. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. It's called peer pressure. Everybody your age is watching pornography. And you alone, when you enter and you're all watching and said, I don't want to watch. Oh, you are too known. Who do you think you are? Listen to me. The majority is not always right. Don't follow the crowd. I said, don't follow the crowd. The crowd will destroy your life. I'm preaching. Dare to be independent minded. Dare to stand alone. Dare to be in the minority. Better to please God than to please man. Clap your hands for the Lord. The fact that nobody goes to church in your family, in your home, doesn't mean you shouldn't go to church. Stand and say, I'm going to church. I serve God. I read the Bible. I believe in the... dare to stand alone for God. Can I have an amen? Are you still here? Tell your neighbor, don't follow the crowd. And tell me, I won't follow you if you are doing the wrong thing. I will never follow you. Tell me, I will never follow your bad behavior. Tell her, I will never follow your bad behavior. Amen. Am I preaching? Joshua and Caleb said, we can enter the land. And God said, the 10 are wrong and the 2 are right. And all those who follow the 10, they cannot enter the land. I'm telling you. Follow the 10, you will never enter the land. But those who believe, these two guys who stood up, I will bless them. I will keep them. And I'll take them to a good place. I see God taking you to a good place because you believe. Say, I believe. Say, I believe the word of God. I will serve God. Hallelujah. I say, hallelujah. Listen, young lady, if it is time to marry, you'll get married. I say, you'll get married. Don't let the fact your colleagues are getting married put pressure on you. I wish somebody heard me. I said, I wish somebody heard me. Don't let the father of your classmates are getting married put pressure on you to go and marry anything in trousers. Yes. You brought yourself today. I'm talking to you. I said you brought yourself. I'm talking to you. Your classmates are married, and so what? Maybe they are married devils. Like you look at them and smiling. There are devils in the house. You don't know. He said they are married. And so listen, some people are in prison in their marriage. You are following the crowd. May you marry the right person in Jesus' name. At the right time. Because the Bible says, in his time, he makes all things. Clap your hand for the Lord, somebody. Sometimes, it's our family that put pressure on us. Hey, when you get married, hey, you are growing older, your parents, your family put pressure on you and you can marry anything at all. One lady said, I'd rather marry and be unhappy than to stay single. These were her words. I'd rather marry and be unhappy than to remain single. And she married and she's unhappy. And now she's divorced and she's walking alone. I'd rather marry and be unhappy. How can you say something as rubbish as that? I'd rather marry and be unhappy than to remain single. Hey! Are you there? It's called peer pressure. Peer pressure. But I see God's purpose fulfilled in your life. I see a right time coming. I see the right day coming in your life. The right man is coming to you. The right woman is coming to your life. Say, I receive it. Everybody of your age, young men. So somebody said, my classmates, my colleagues have bought cars. The sucker, what they are doing is putting pressure on you. So you can also make money fast. But you will end yourself in prison one of these days if you don't stop the foolishness of your colleagues. I'm preaching. Young men, you don't want to go to school. You don't want to work hard. You don't want to believe God. And you are doing all sorts of connections, computer connection. Keep on doing it. Keep on doing internet fraud. You will find yourself in prison one of these days. My name is E.H. Isaac. I'm telling you. Don't sit down and settle down and do something proper. I say, I want fast money. You're a man. You call yourself, you give yourself a female name. And you're communicating with people abroad that I would like to marry you. Meanwhile, you are John. I'm talking to you. Keep looking at me. I don't know why you came to church today. I said today, this one, I'm angry. I'm preaching to you right there. Tell you. Every day, internet connection. You are sitting behind. You are doing call. Every day, you are trying to get someone to cheat. That's your life. You think it's life is easy to cheat people. You will end up in prison. And I'm not a prophet of doom. I'm speaking sense into your head. Sit up. Go and find some job to do. Go to school. Go and do something proper. And serve God properly. Stop coming to church as a hypocrite. With somebody, look at somebody's back to steal. Mobile phone to steal. I'm talking to you right here in church. What type of church is this? What type of church are we having? That if you are coming to the front to dance, you have to carry your bag, your iPad, and because if you leave your bag there, when you go back, your mobile phone is off. Thieves in church. Thieves in church. You are looking at me. I'm talking to you right where you are. A curse is coming upon you. You come and you steal in the church. If your neighbor is not smiling, he's the one I'm talking to. Hello? I say your neighbor is not saying, he's the one I'm talking to directly. Yeah. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. Yeah. We know how to pray in tongues, but we still steal. Tongue-talking thieves. Tongue-talking thieves. I'm preaching. Or I should stop preaching. Employ them and see who they are really are. Employ them today. See who they really are. Because your friends are all doing the help. So you two have to find a way. Find a way. You are using God as medicine. God is like juju to you. When we are serving God, you got juju. God, I want you to do something. All that you want God to do, connection for you. That's all you are serving God for. For connection. Not because you love him. You are looking at me. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Look, most people will tell you that their things have been stolen in church before. Bag, iPad, mobile phones. You steal them. Purse, everything. If you get caught, you steal somebody's underwear. Simply because you are following the crowd. What a word. What a word. Don't follow the crowd. I said, don't follow the crowd. God will prosper you in his own time. I said, God will prosper you. God will take care of you. Amen. God will supply your need. But don't let the fact that the sister sitting by you is wearing red shoe, green shoe, yellow shoe. All you have is black. You don't know where she got the red shoe from. You don't know where she got a green shoe from. So don't let her green shoe put you under pressure to go and get red shoe. Wear your black shoe like that. A time will come, you will buy green, you will buy blue, you will buy yellow, you will buy every color you want. That time will come. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hold your neighbor's hands, tell him, don't put me under pressure. Don't put pressure on me. Don't put me. Hey, allow me to serve God. Can I talk to anybody here? If what you have is chalawate, wear it and come to church. If you have only one batik dress, wear it and come to church. Are you there? If you don't have money to buy a wig, cut off your hair and call me like a boy and come to church. Kato Shabato Sataya. Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? Yeah. You are the reason for this word. I said, you are the reason for this word. So now let me continue preaching. Wow. Don't follow the crowd. When I gave my life to Christ, there were many of us. I don't like this echo. Can I have the other microphone? Please turn this one off. Hello?
Hello? Yeah, when I gave my life to Christ, there were so many of us in the same class. Scripture Union Day, several years ago. So many of us. All when the scripture union, you know, together. But by the time I finished Form 5, we left with a few. We're just about 3 or 4 of us left. All the over 80 students that gave their life to Christ, along they became weed smokers, they fell out of church, they began to follow the crowd because you see, serving God is not so popular. Except you want to steal something. But serving God honestly, making sacrifices, paying the price, it's not popular. That's why Jesus said, narrow is the road. Narrow is the road that leads to eternal life. And few there be that walk on it. But the road that they call the broad road. On the broad road, many are there that are on the road. But the fact that many are on the road does not mean it's taking them to heaven. It's taking them to damnation and hell. I'm preaching. Yes. Straight. Give me a modern version. Look at it. New Living Translation. New Living Translation. But the gateway to life is very narrow and the road is difficult and only a few ever find it. But the next one. Quickly. No, the one before, 13 or so. Chief. Let's go. You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad. What did he say? The highway to hell is what? So when you see a lot of people, it means that they are going to hell. Because the highway to hell is broad. And its gate is wide. Wide for many people who choose that way. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man. But the end of it is death. May you not choose death. Lift your hand and say, I will choose life. Come on, say, I will choose life. I will not choose death. Come on, lift your hand and say, I will not choose death. I will choose life. May you find life. May you find blessing. May you find favor. May you find grace. May God strengthen you to make it on a narrow way. You will do well. In Jesus' name. Shout amen. Are you there? So all I'm saying that Joshua said, I don't care what the tent say. I say God's word is true. And I'm going to follow God. Hallelujah.
Number three.
To follow Joshua. You must not be drawn into the culture of murmuring and complaining. The Joshua generation people, they are people who don't murmur and don't complain. Numbers 14, 26. Numbers 14, 26. Can you all read it? Everybody join me and let's read it together. Ready, go.
And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying,
read on. Yes. Now, the New Living Translation, please. New Living Translation. Verse 26. Okay, 27 is fine. Stay with 27. How long must I put up with this wicked community and its complaints about me? Kato Shabahataya. Yes, I've heard the complaints and of the Israelites. The Israelites are making against me. May you not murmur against God. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
You see, when they came and brought the evil report, said, God is not going to, your blessing will never come. God will never do it. God, and God said, they are murmuring and complaining. May you not join complainers and murmurers.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Believe God that God is going to do it for you.
Amen.
I said, believe God that God is going to do it for you.
Amen.
I always remember years ago when I was in, as a sixth form, one of the subjects I did was religious studies. Very easy because I had A. I did November and I did November before June. I had A and I had A again. I'm not bad. Anyway, but I'm just saying that when we did our mock exam, it was very difficult. Very difficult. And the father who taught us, the teacher who taught us, called Father Mensah, St. Augustine's. You know him? Father Mensah. Short man. Dark. His head has a shape. Anyway, so Father Mensah was our religious studies teacher. So when I did this, when we did the mock exam, for me, it was so easy. All the things I've studied landed. So I just answered all the easy for me. But when we finished the exam, the whole class charged on Father Mensah. Say, you have deceived us. It's very difficult. Oh, say, you're very wicked. Oh, the Father Mensah was so surprised. They all said it was so difficult. And I felt that I didn't know what they were saying. But I didn't want to look like I'm too known. So I also followed the class. Oh, sir, it was very hard. It was very hard. Very, very difficult. Meanwhile, it was very easy for me. But I followed the crowd. Now, you don't know how fate found me. Now, what happened was that after the results came, after he marked the paper, he came to class and he said that he doesn't know what happened, but he couldn't find my paper. And he knew that I was the best in the subject anyway. But so far, all the other, the highest so far was 52. And he said, because I didn't find your paper, I looked at the previous things, and but then I can't give you far above the other, so I'm giving you 53. As I said, all the questions were easy for me. He said, no. I heard you said it was difficult. You have said it already, and I was committed. He gave me 53%. When for me, it was because I followed the crowd. Are you with me? And I complained like everybody else. Now, a term after the exam was marked and he didn't find me, he gave me 53. The following term, he found my paper and I got 89. But by the time I got 89, it was already written 53. That's what was my report. What a shock. Who said sorry? I accept the apology. But it was too late. Am I talking to anybody here? So don't follow the crowd and don't follow complainers. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody is saying a negative. Believe God that your life is going to work out well.
Amen.
Believe God that God is going to fight your battles for you.
Amen.
Believe that God is going to stand on your side and you overcome. Say, I am an overcomer. Say, I am an overcomer. Some husbands always complain about their wife. My wife is this. My wife is this. My wife. Say nice things about your wife. Can I have an amen? Say, my wife is wonderful. My wife is lovely. My wife is amazing. Wife, say nice about your husband. My husband is an angel. Even if she is some way, say, as you speak the positive, he will become an angel to you. Say amen. Are you here or go home? Say the nice things. Say nice things about your church. Say, my church is a good church. I'm blessing my church. My bishop is anointed. My pastors are anointed. I am blessed each time I come to church. Don't complain about your church. Shout amen. Somebody tells you that, oh, my church, we close very early. Say, my church, I like it when my bishop preaches long because I enjoy the preaching. Somebody clap your hands for the Lord. Oba will be here. Huh? Are you still in church? Can I give you one more point and we close? One or two? Three or four? Are you going to Wobie? I said, are you going to Wobie? Do you love the word? Say, I love the word of God. Don't complain about God. God is a good God. He's a loving God. He's a caring God. He knows about your life. Every aspect of your life, he knows about it. He will take care of you. He will take care of you. You may not know how, you may not know when, but he'll take care of you. Come on, give the Lord a clap and a shout. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
The act of following Joshua is the act of having the ability. To stem a great man. But let me give you this other one quickly. Maybe next week I'm going to finish this up. The act of following Joshua is the act of being bold and courageous. Say bold and courageous. I didn't hear you. One more time. Amen. That's a Joshua generation person. The book of Joshua chapter 1, verse 6 and verse 7. King James. Let's all, everybody join me and read it out loud and clear. Ready, go. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Verse 7. You know something? Let's go to verse 1 of the same chapter. And then you can understand it better. Ready, go. Verse 1 of Joshua chapter 1. Ready, go. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place, listen, are you ready with me? Now shout this verse out. Ready, go. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I see you possessing your land. Possess the blessing of God. Where God has taken you, may you take over in Jesus' name. May you possess your area in Jesus' name. No witch can kill you. No wizard can kill you. No devil can kill you. Every place that God can give you, you are possessing the land. You are possessing the land. You are taking the land. Say, I'm taking my land. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? God brought the Kadesh to this place. We are taking over in the name of Jesus. Shout amen. Where your center is, I see you taking over that center. I see you taking over that area. I see center pastors with 200 people at your center meeting. May you take over that area in Jesus' name. Where your shop is, where your business is, may you dominate that area in Jesus' name. May every demon bow to you in that office. May every witch bow to you in that office. May you walk with authority in Jesus' name. Come on, shout amen. Amen. The area of your profession, you'll be an outstanding in that area. If you're a seamstress, you'll be an outstanding seamstress. If you're a proprietor, you'll be an outstanding person. May you be outstanding in the area of your choice. Say, I dominate. Come on, shout, I dominate. Those who believe, shout it out. I dominate. Do you believe it? You will do well. You will do well. When it comes to accountants, they are going to choose you because you will be outstanding as an accountant. When it comes to carpenters, you'll be an outstanding carpenter. You'll be an outstanding student. May you dominate every area in Jesus' name. He said, Joshua, wherever the sole of your feet shall tread, somebody walk into a new office. I see you dominating every demon spirit in that area. No devil can put some juju in the chair. Your chair is sanctified. Your table is sanctified. Your bread is sanctified. You receive the blessing of God in Jesus' name. Say, I receive it. I receive it. Every place where the sole of your feet shall tread, wherever you walk, it shall be given unto you. You are taking it. Somebody contending over your land. May God give the upper hand in the battle. I say, may God give the upper hand in the battle. You build your house. You live in your own house. You do well in your family. In Jesus' name. I'm preaching. Are you still here? Years ago, when I was chasing my wife. Kato Shabataya. One day I went to visit her and I saw a brother who had come to visit her, and the brother was eating rice and stew with chicken. When I saw the brother eating rice in the evening, right, free of charge, eating rice and stew with chicken, and Sprite was by the table, I said, this brother, he doesn't know what he's doing. So after the brother left, you know, I sat down. I said, me, I'm here. I won't go till the brother also leaves. I sat there. So we're together. After the brother left, I asked her. So this brother, once a while, he calls me. Once a while. I said, once a while. Kato. I said, so don't you think he's interested? I said, I think so. I said, Lord, the soul of my feet have tread in this room. I walk in this room. I possess this room. I curse the foot of this brother who has come here. Now, you won't believe it. I'm speaking, whether you believe it or not, I'm telling the truth. One day, this brother visited the sister, and on her and his way out, a rat bit his toes. He never came back. He never came back. May mice and rats bite any enemy of yours. Somebody shout hallelujah. That was the end of the brother. He never came back. And I married her. I said, I married her. I don't know who is contending for your beloved. Yeah. Are you still here? May God give you authority. I said, may God give you authority. May you dominate. May you overcome and prevail. May you enjoy the blessing of God. Hallelujah. Let's finish this and I'll sit down. Verse 4. From the wilderness in this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates. That means that from all the way down Suman, all the way to Winneba. Kadesh, we are taking it in Jesus' name. Amen. Shout amen. Amen. All the land of the Hittites unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coasts. You will own your land. You will build your house. You will open many shops. You will open many businesses. You will have many opportunities. Shout amen. And verse 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Stand to your feet, everybody. We'll continue next week by the grace of God. Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord? Oh, go ahead and clap your hands for the Lord. Moses died, but God brought Joshua out. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And God said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go forward. Some of you, you have had some bad experiences and still controlling your life. Moses is dead. Don't cry over Moses. Get up and move forward. There's a blessing ahead of you. Any opportunity you have lost in your life is not over. God is going to give you new opportunity. New opportunity. New opportunities. Say, I receive it. Lift your two hands and let's pray. Father, thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your kindness. Talk to God for a minute. Talk to God. Say, Lord, may you fill my life with opportunities. Give me the opportunity to possess my land. Thank you for what is ahead of me. Good years, good land, good blessing, promotion. Lift your hand and talk to God. It's ahead of you. Say, God, I'm walking into my promotion. I'm walking into my blessing. I'm walking into my new chair. I'm walking into my new house. I'm walking into my new land. I'm walking into my new area of ministry. I'm walking in it. Nothing can stop me. Nobody can stop me. Lift your voice and talk to God. Lift your voice and talk to God. Rakabato shiki mahataya. We pray today. Show yourself strong on our behalf. Fight our battle for us. Give us victory. Makumba Ibo Shikibaha. The one who is fighting against you. Let God fight your battle for you. As I was in Moses, so shall I be with you. The plan is ahead of you. Your blessings are ahead of you. Your promotion is ahead of you. Go ahead and walk in your land. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Say, Lord, I enter my promised land. I enter my blessing. I enter favor. I enter promotion. I enter new opportunities. Kadoba Shiki Bahama. Rababa Bandiri Mahoka. Thank you, Almighty God. Father, we lift our hands to you this morning. Thank you that we are well able. We are well able to take our land. We are well able to succeed. Nobody here will be a failure and a disaster in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. I pray that for everybody that is in this service who came today, give us fresh energy. Give us fresh power.
Amen.
Give us fresh anointing.
Amen.
Give us fresh grace.
Amen.
To prevail and to overcome. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord. Now close your eyes with me. And before we sit down, I want to pray with you here. Before you sit. As every head is bowed, every eye closed. If you're here this morning, somebody invited you to come to church. You want to say, Bishop, this Sunday afternoon, I want Jesus to come into my heart, be my Lord and my Savior. I want to serve God. I want Jesus to be my Savior. I want Him to be the Lord of my life. Maybe you're invited by a friend and you came. But today is an opportunity to have a personal encounter with Jesus. Wherever you are standing, if you saw anyone, you say, Bishop, today I need Jesus in my life. I want Jesus to come into my heart. I want to be born again. If you're here right now and you need Jesus in your life, you want to say, I want to be born again. I want to go to heaven when I die. Lift up your right hand and I shall pray for you. Lift up your right hand. Wonderful. I see so many hands. Lift it higher than your head. I need to pray for you wherever you are. Lift it up high. I want to pray for you today. Let Jesus come into your heart. Let Him take control of your life. Father, thank you for every hand that is lifted. I pray for them. Touch them. Save them. Make them brand new people. Now, if your hand is lifted,
I'd ask you to walk from where you are and come to me right here. Just come.
Happy day.
Just come all the way. Happy you want to be born again? Come all the way.
When Jesus washed my sins away, he taught me how to watch and pray. Taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day when Jesus washed my sins away.
Now lift your two hands with me and let us say this prayer. Lift your two hands and say with me. Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
this Sunday morning, I open my heart to you.
I open my heart to you.
I receive Jesus
as my Lord
and my Savior.
Forgive me
of all my sins.
Come into my heart.
Be my Savior.
Be my Lord.
I want to serve you. I want to walk with you. The rest of my life.
Today.
Jesus is my Lord.
Today.
Jesus is my Savior.
I promise to serve Jesus.
All the days of my life.
Thank you, Father.
For hearing my prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart.
From this moment.
I am born again.
I will serve Jesus.
The rest of my life.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.